Got it.
Anita, welcome and
Thank you
thanks for saying yes to the invitation about two conversations. The first one, we talked about the mind versus emotions, and it took a little funny direction while I forgot to record the first one. So we had to make the first one again, and we talked about different things, but so it is.
Yeah.
And the power of the heart you have chosen to talk about in video two.
Yeah. Yeah. I always like end up with that when we talk about heart. I'm going, we are so trained to live in the mind. That's what we, when we go to school, everything is from the mind. We learn how to read, we learn how to write, we learn, you know, everything from the mind. And then we completely forget the heart. But the heart is 60% stronger than this one.
And more intelligent.
So much more intelligent. So when we, if we're brave enough to return back into the heart, and for me, there's especially one entrance which I adore is the entrance of the child, and going to this childish energy where everything is possible. And then from there, you know, there's a huge connection to the universe, to the oneness, to the creator, whatever name we want to use. And just to be there and to breathe and just to let the magic, you know, to feel the heart, to feel, feel the body, to feel the liver, to feel the, you know, the kidneys and whatever, but to live from within and then out.
And actually the kids, they are showing it to us all. They're showing it all to us. I have a grandchild, and really I can watch him the whole day just to see how he acts, and so impulsive and curious to life, right? Have no I'm not afraid of anything. I do I like it.
It's really funny also, like, really watching the children. But also, if they're on, like, on a bike or anything, and you see there's a hole in front of them, like 10 meters ahead, and you scream, don't drive into the hole, don't drive into the hole, don't drive into the hole. The only thing the child can hear, okay, I need to go into the hole. But it's like,
I did.
I did, yeah. Look at me. And the mom is like, well, but you, did you hit yourself? La, la, la. This is like, everything is possible for the child, but as parents, as friends, as, you know, society is, oh no, you're not allowed. Ooh, something could, you know, happen, and you know, let the child loose. He's the child for your. You want to get stuck on them.
Yeah,
and
a lot of us from childhood have that in our basket, and so in my opinion we have to work with it when we grow up if we want to get balanced and to be more authentic. And I'm also very curious, if you want to talk a little about the time we're in now that is calling from leadership from the heart. I'm so curious, business wise and in our relations. I know it's huge, but anyway, you can take it, hit the road, Jack. Something.
Yeah, for the last 2,000 years we've been in an energy where the male has been dominating, and what we've been watching lately is like the Me Too movement, everything. It's like the female energy is, what wouldn't say pushing against, but it's like, hey, this happened to us, this is what you have been doing to us. But it's not the female, we're not swinging from the masculine energy to the feminine energy. We need to get those two in balance. So there's a third energy that can open, and that's, for me, it's the heart and it's the child energy. And this is like what we just spoke about, you know, everything is possible. I'm curious, I'm happy from within. I'm not, you know, a child which is happy is not like, I want this and I want that. And they're eager to share and to play, and they can play with everybody. Of course, there'll be some friends who's more fun to play with. We all, you know, click better with some than others. That's actually what's opening up at the moment. You know, we need to dive into the heart. We need to balance the female and the male. And we need to awaken the child from within.
Yeah.
And so this is actually also what we've been showing for with the last couple of years with COVID. And for me, COVID has been a blessing to people to wake up into, okay, am I happy from where I'm living? Should something change? Should we do something else? And why is the work so important? Why do I forget the family? Why do I forget the children? Why do I place my tiny infant with somebody else? What's going on? So there's a huge movement, there's a huge awakening happening from within. And for me, it's like tip of the iceberg. We haven't seen anything yet.
No.
And it's like there's so much, like if we go back to before 2020, if we go back to before COVID, we couldn't even imagine this huge shift that's going on. And for me, what I'm seeing, this is like the big, we just have the big push. And now the small steps are following. It's like an earthquake. There's always be a huge earthquake, and then there's be some small ones afterwards. And this is like, we're still awakening. We're still moving. We're still, okay, am I living the life I'm supposed to live? And what I'm actually also noticing is that people are searching. And you hear a lot of it, like a new buzzword is like, what's my purpose? I need to find my purpose. I need to find, what am I supposed to do? It's like, well, we all know our purpose. We just need to go within. But it's also like, well, I don't want to go in there. Why not? You know, this is the only place you can find it. I can tell you, but again.
I would like to talk because I can understand why people don't choose to do it, because you get aware of how much you have not been faithful to yourself.
Yeah.
And you have to give that time and space and self-love and self-care because you get to realize how much you have done a lot of things for everybody else instead of yourself.
Yeah.
You have to see that and feel that to start to choose otherwise.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, I think all of us has been like, in the relationship or have friends or colleagues or whatever, we feel, well, something is off, but we can't leave until suddenly, okay, I'm released. I got the point. I knew why we had to be in this relationship. I knew, blah, 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 blah. Okay, now I can leave you. I love you, but we don't match anymore. And then I can say goodbye. But it's so much easier just to stay than to leave. Even though many people know, well, if I stay, I know I'm going to get sick. Yeah, but the courage it takes to say, okay, it's over. Well, it could be with friends, it could be with job, it could be with whatever, but... Okay. I'm full now. I'm really, really thankful and grateful for whatever you've taught me. But I'm ready to move on.
And I think it's very exciting to see how unbalanced things have to be sometimes before we are ready. My burnout, I thought I could never be more sick than this. It wasn't enough. But when the PTSD came along.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You can talk about being bad. I could not imagine, but that was the step.
Yeah.
That was the step.
And sometimes we need to get pushed so far out before we actually awaken.
Yeah.
And it can be, yeah, it could be with whatever. It could be in relationship, it can be with work, it can be PTSD, it can be whatever it is. But we really need to push, 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 push until something clicked in the side and going, what the fuck is going on?
What I
Why?
think is amazing right now is that we get to feel more and more. So that helps us to connect with the heart because we feel so much we cannot keep on closing our eyes. So we get help as well. It's tough, it's challenging, but it is so challenged that it helps us, I
Yeah,
think.
and it's like we cannot mentalize it anymore. We can't like explain la 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 la. We need to feel it. And then from when we feel it, we can start to be alive. We can start to live again. That is tough. I know.
But that's what I think. I have never believed so much that I do right now that the world is going to be a better place to live. I'm
Amazing.
so sure.
Yeah.
We have so many possibilities now because everything is so intense, right?
It's so funny because many people are so worried about Mother Earth, and of course we need to worry about her and the plastic pollutions and the oceans, and there's nothing I don't want to talk about, but she is so much wiser than we are. And we're just tiny, tiny human beings living on top of her. She knows so much more. And this is not the first time she has been rising in temperature. This is not going to be the end. Well, yes, some are going to die, but hello, we're all going to die. And at the moment, there's this huge shift going on. So, of course, there are millions of us here. This is like once in a, wouldn't say even a lifetime, it's like millions of years. This is going on. So it's like, okay, I need to go to this place called Earth to feel this movement. And for me, what I'm seeing is within some years, hundreds, something else is going to shift. Something else is going to happen. We're not going to be that many left here on Earth. And that's okay.
To keep it simple, to get connected to the heart, breathe.
Yeah.
And when you breathe, you feel your heart. When you feel your heart, you take balanced choices. You take choices that lift you up and you're not greedy. You are not when we take choices from the heart.
Yeah,
Or what's your opinion? What's
it
your
is like, but also there's this tendency sometimes we're afraid to feel. I'm afraid to feel this and this and this. And I know when I'm not looking after Annette, when I'm looking after everybody else, I know exactly what I'm doing. I start to start nicking on the one closest to me. And then for me, that's a huge red sign. Okay, you're not looking after yourself. And then it's like handbrake, you need to stop. Okay, I need to look after myself. I need to breathe. Am I happy where I am? What do I need to change? What can I do? And it's not your boyfriend, husband, girlfriend's world's fault. When you point, the three fingers pointing the other way.
Ex
So
I would exactly say when I want my husband to do or be different, I stop myself immediately. Hey, what do I need? What do I need? I want him to fix the world so I can be happy. It's so funny. No, it's not. Yeah, but I start laughing every time because,
is. Sometimes you just, you see to you, and then you can say to your husband, "Hey, honey, I really, really, really need a hug today. Can you hug me for, 10 minutes, 20 minutes? Can you just, hug me?" And whenever I've said that to my husband, or not to my husband, for my boyfriend, his question, his answer is like, "Of course, of course, come on, get onto the sofa and just, breathe."
Yeah, and we thought he can see that I no, maybe they can't. Maybe they can't.
And then, yeah.
The famous 1 minute left. How shall we end this video?
Something to do, like trusting your heart. Trust that your heart knows so much better than your mind. So sometimes say to your mind, this is what I do. Also, when I practice yoga and whatever, sometimes I need to my mind to shut up. Like, okay, I hear you. I hear that you want to do, 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 but now we're here. So relax, later on, we can do whatever.
Yeah. Trust your heart.
Trust your heart, definitely trust
your heart. We need both heart, head and heart, but yeah.
But this one is so much bigger than this
yeah.
one.
And much wiser.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining. I'm so happy. I wish you all the best. And let's hope we recorded this one, right?
I'm pretty sure recording in my screen, so I think we are.
Good. Thank you. Bye.